Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Come on, baby, we better make a start. Welcome back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood, Norwood Analytics, that's Sam's website. We're talking about minimizing risk, risk mitigation, based on the volatile global economy situation. We got wars and rumors of wars. We got an aggressive China on the military front. We've got a collapsing China on the economic front and the markets front. We got a desperate / aggressive / nostalgic Russia, Sam.
Yep.
They're desperate because their economy's bad. They're aggressive because they got a leader over there that's out of control and who's nostalgic for the Soviet Union. And
well,
then here in America, we've got a limp-wristed president who doesn't understand that a strong America is good for the world.
Yep.
And then we've got Wall Street. We've got digital greed on Wall Street. We've got an overbearing government that wants to tax and regulate this into the ground. That's a lot of volatility and oppression, in my opinion, for Main Street. Sam, what
well,
do you think?
It is. We worry about let's think about what worries us as business people the most. I have a little list here. Let's see how this list runs. Naturally, we all are concerned about the possibility of recession. I frankly don't see that in the near term.
No.
But we will sometime in the next 5 years experience a recession. It's just the nature of things. It's like the river doesn't flow directly downhill. It always goes left and right and left and right. We will have a recession. We don't know when. It's not a great worry right now. How about we worry about regulation a lot? I mean, these things are things that can ruin our business. Competition, either local, someone moving in next door, or technological, obsolescence of what it is that we do. How about we worry about key employee laws? We've got a partner or two or three or half a dozen who are really critical to our business. What happens if something happens to one of those? How about most of us in business have one or two or three key customers that make a lot of difference to our revenue? What if we lose one of those?
Mm-hmm.
Finally, we worry about financial things. Are we going to be able to get the capital that we need? What if we don't? Are we going to be able to repay the debts that we have? And fundamentally, basically, we worry about just making payroll each week to some degree. So that's kind of a list of the things that I think we worry about as business people. And I think in order for us to not lose sleep over these things at night, we need to prepare contingency plans on those things that we think might happen, and by doing so, we'll reduce our sense of risk and uncertainty, and we'll be able to react faster when those
what's the first thing
actually
as a,
occur.
If you own a small business on Main Street, and you were, let's say that you're, to start with, let's talk about a business-to-business enterprise, somebody who
yep.
has big business, bigger business customers
yep.
mostly. What would be the first thing you do to mitigate risk?
Well, first you have to have a plan. What happens if, let's say, we have a big box customer, a retailer that we depend on? And by the way, I always advise clients, do everything you can possibly do to avoid having any one customer account for more than 20% of your business.
Mm-hmm.
You go from the gray into a very, a really bad situation,
right?
Potentially, and you worry about it if it's more than 20% of your business. So what do we do to mitigate that risk? First, reduce your by growing other customers, mm-hmm. reduce your reliance on one customer. Second, you build a plan. What happens? What are we going to do if these the events that we worry about happen? And by we know that we can survive, but if we let it creep up on us without having thought through it, it takes us longer to react to it. And when we do react, the probability is we'll react in a way that's not best for our business.
Probably more desperate.
So think about it in advance. And part of that thinking, part of building a contingency plan, which a lot of people do not actually think about doing, is in that contingency plan, identify how bad it has to be mm-hmm. before you trigger mm-hmm. your plan. That is, what are the symptoms? What's the event or the symptoms that we are in a contingency situation?
At what point do I take the next drastic step?
And how bad? What is the thing that makes me trigger my contingency plan?
Mm-hmm.
That reduces dilly-dallying around and self-questioning
right.
and
right.
all that. Think
you know,
through
Sam,
it in advance.
One thing that I think small business owners have been doing for the last 6 years. For survival reasons, but I think that they're feeding your plan from risk mitigation. We've been deleveraging. Our balance sheets are stronger. We're better in terms of cash. We're better off as a class, as a sector, than maybe we've ever been in my lifetime. And so I think maybe without realizing we were doing risk mitigation, in order to survive the last 6 years, that's what's resulted. And so I'm, you know, I think folks can appreciate your and can comply with your risk mitigation plan a lot easier right now than maybe 10 years ago. Quick break, right back with Sam Norwood. We're going to talk about how the government's impacting us after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.